Let's recap the trades that I took on the S&P 500.
I took one trade, ended up in a loss. It's like $60. I'm accounted as break even for the day. This is the price action that we're looking at. Oh my God. So right here, right there, we got 9:30 market open. Went out, marked London session lows, London session highs. And then you can see from London session here, we had this just nice uptrend. And then we made this high, made this low. These are Asian session highs, Asian session lows. But then we had taken all these low resistance draws on liquidity out because yesterday broke structure to the downside and continued this downtrend. And then from London session, or Asian session last night into London session, we just started to recover and then knock out all these low resistance draws on liquidity. And then we see right here, after we've knocked them out, we go and break structure to the downside, creating more draws on liquidity, where we see price comes up, knocks those out, and then falls back down. But on NQ, the bias is a lot more clear. Price action is a lot more clear. We have yesterday where we took out these draws and then continued higher. And then after that, after making a high, we break down, creating more draws where we fill those draws and then break structure to the downside. Clear, straight Drake candle. And then on NQ, or on ES, we have just chop, chop, chop consolidation. And it's super volatile too. Like, price action, there's no reason why these wicks are so just big. We're going like straight up, straight down, straight up, straight down. And I can't read it. Therefore, I'm ending my day on that. I'm gonna back test, but I'm not trading today. This shit is just so, I'm gonna wait. And I can't trade on NQ because like there's a position size max on this funded account. So I can only trade this shit on ES. And I'm not trading this shit.